VPR's Amy Noyes was out in Johnston yesterday, where the organization Heady Vermont was hosting a gathering on a private farm. And Amy is in the studio with us now to debrief. Hi, Amy. Nice to talk with you.
Hi, Jane.
Cooler here than it was there yesterday.
Much cooler here.
So tell us a little bit about where you were and what was happening.
We were at Willow Crossing Farm in Johnston. It's a farm that's been used for festivals for many years going back, although not often, every now and again. This festival, however, was, I would say, more tightly controlled than any other that I've seen there before. They capped the admittance at 2,000 people. They were expecting to sell out, but I think the heat kept the numbers down. There was maybe half that, maybe a little better there throughout the day. The event was an all-day affair into the evening, and some people camped overnight.
So when you say there were about half the number that they had expected or that they had capped it at, so maybe 1,000 people coming and going throughout the day, you think it was heat-related, not enthusiasm, not a lack of enthusiasm for legalization that led to a decreased number?
Yeah, anecdotally, we heard people saying, well, friends were going to come with me, but they just said it was too hot. So there were a few people that were imbibing. There were many, many vendors, many people who are part of the cannabis industry for things that were already legal, CBD vendors and the like. It's a really interesting scene.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the other vendors that were there. There was one, for example, that could help you figure out the genome of your plant.
Right. Phylos Bioscience. They sell a kit where, one of the things they do is genomic testing, sort of like Ancestry.com for plants. But another thing they sell is a kit where you can test whether your plants are male or female. So you know before the plant would bud whether or not to keep investing in that plant. So they gave workshops on all sorts of grow tips and very sciencey things having to do with cannabis.
There were advertised events for this occasion, like a genetic swap. Can you explain what that was and if anything was happening?
I saw nothing happening there. I saw a sign that said genetic exchange, but I really didn't see any activity around it at all, to be honest with you.
Why do you think that is? I mean, one of the questions was, you're not supposed to have had a plant before yesterday, so you legally speaking, shouldn't have been able to like bring a cutting.
Right. Well, there were many, many cannabis plants there, but they were not THC plants. They were CBD plants. And so I think a lot of people were there for the vendors who are selling CBD products and CBD plants. They were buying CBD plants there. So that seemed to be sort of what was most obviously going on. And then as you got a little deeper into the festival, there were some THC things. But it's funny, even though it was legal, it was still sort of in the shadows.
Yeah, there's a part of the expo called Shakedown Street.
Shakedown Street was one of the vendor areas, and there were people there who had THC products. They aren't allowed to sell THC products. There was one gentleman giving samples away with his business card. He made sure to say, I have an ounce, and my partner here has an ounce. We have 2 ounces total, and we're just giving it away and sharing what he called his passion. And there were other people there saying, well, you can have this string bracelet for $15 and you can have a free joint with it. So there was a little bit of that going on as well.
Did you see trading for marijuana itself?
I did not. I was also very obviously a reporter at this event. I had a recorder. I had headphones on. I had a hat that said VPR. So,
which you did intentionally.
I did intentionally because I wanted people to know that I was recording them and I was with the press. I was also wearing a press badge around my neck. Yeah, I didn't want people to be surprised by me. And so if people were doing something that they didn't want me to see, I didn't see it.
Were they generally happy to see you?
They were. People were so excited to be interviewed. It was a festival vibe. Although a lightly attended festival vibe, there was live music. People were having a good time. They just weren't out dancing in front of the stage because of the heat. They were in the shade. A lot of people in the Lamoille River where they actually had lifeguards.
You've actually been to this farm before, though, where people were dancing?
I have. I in the early 90s, I went to a Vermont reggae festival there. There were tens of thousands of people at that event, and I would venture to say more pot.
Amy, you did also talk with law enforcement who were sort of hanging around in case things got out of hand. What was the vibe like between people who were attending the expo and law enforcement, and what were they telling you?
Very respectful, mutual respect going on there. Sheriff Roger Marcoux had a command center set up down the street in case things got out of hand or if there were medical emergencies. But he said he was really impressed with the professionalism on site and the way that the organizers really kept things under control and above the bar.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes. Amy, thanks very much for talking with us, and thanks for being out on a weekend day doing some work. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.